Okay, interview with Callum McIntyre. Well, Callum, exciting times for you. You've got the big job.
Yeah, exciting is the word, isn't it? Exciting is how I look at it ahead of a season. A lot of change at the football club, recognition of a lot of opportunities that the football club's going to have going into this season. So really excited to be appointed in the position that I've been appointed into. But equally, that excitement is matched with a determination and a bit of a realisation of stuff that needs to be done and done now. And I'm certainly very much underway with that to make sure that come the start of the season, we're in the best possible place to be as competitive as we can.
Because it's starting to settle in now in your head, the job you've got on and where you're at in your career.
It was a really emotive couple of days. Challenging couple of days last week, probably in that period of being offered the job and working out exactly how I wanted that to play out, alongside moving away from the academy job that I've done full time now for 6 years or so, and stepping back from something that, I'll be honest, Shane, I've put my absolute life into, and that I've turned down other opportunities at clubs at academy level that remain with Chester, because it's something that I've really believed in, and almost going, right, the time's come to pass that on. And I think that was coming regardless of a potential first team opportunity at Chester. I think I was beginning to feel maybe I'd taken that as far as it can go and might need some sort of fresh eyes. But equally, leaving Runcorn Linnets as well, a club that I've developed a real bond with and that were the first to give me an opportunity, alongside a real pride of being appointed manager of Chester Football Club, which is something that's really close to my heart. So it has sunk in, because it has to sink in quite quickly, because you need to get moving. So if I was appointed on the Thursday evening, I was meeting players, I think, generally over the weekend to sort of get some retention sorted, speaking to players and beginning to put stuff in place. So wasn't loads of time for too much reflection, to be honest. It was very much about the job in hand.
It's a great start for you, though, isn't it? In the sense of getting the players who you've managed to keep from last year all signed and done early, particularly the important ones, your likes of Stevenson, Weeks, Glendon.
I agree. I think they're all important, the ones that we've retained. And upon agreeing to take the role, that was sort of the first conversation as to players that the football club had already engaged, whether that is through necessity because of their age, a recognition of potential assets, and sort of picking those conversations up. They were really good conversations around players that are very, very keen to be at the football club. George Glendon particularly, that shone through, that he was really, really clear that he wanted to be a part of almost forming a bond, and not so much repairing a bond, because I think that sounds disrespectful through circumstances that have gone before, but establishing something new between supporters and the football team that, for a whole variety of reasons, the last couple of years has been challenging, whether that is behind closed doors games, whether that's the season that's just gone, probably not gone to plan on the pitch. But you speak to those different players, very, very passionate about the football club, and I was able to share with them very early a vision as to, look, this is how I want to do it. I think that's been a big, externally, there will be a perception of what people will think our team will be, given someone with my background being appointed as the manager, and almost discussing that with players, and them going away very, very comfortable, very confident. And you know what? I look at some of the comments that the players have made, very, very enthusiastic about what the season ahead can be, whether that is the move to daytime training, whether that is the potential recruitment opportunities we've got, and the identity of what we want to be. So it was really, really important to get those on board, whether that is fans' favourites like Darren Stevenson, who's developed this unbelievable rapport, the talent in terms of Det Weeks and George Glendon, but equally Kevin Roberts is a massive experienced pro, someone that I have a really good relationship with, making sure that we spoke to those early doors. There's more conversations ongoing. I think that's the bit that needs a challenge. Of it wasn't, those early announcements weren't a retained and release list. They were conversations that in some cases had gone on before my appointment, and in other cases something that I went, this is my number one priority in the short term. So conversations are ongoing with a number of players in the squad, with a view to their movements next season.
And you have signed one new player, of course, in Adam Thomas.
Yeah, brilliant player. Ticks the boxes around experience, ability is unquestionable, goals, assists, but really, really keen to get on board with the model around daytime training, around the way in which you want to do stuff and the way in which you want to deliver. And ultimately, what we want to be is a football team out there on the pitch. So the opportunity arose very, very quickly to get that done, and I felt it was one that couldn't really be turned down. Had really positive dialogue with him, and to be fair, really pleased to get it done, and it add to our forward line. And I hope to those on the outside looking in, they'll start to get a feel for the type of player, the type of person, and the profile of what we want our Chester players and ultimately our team to be going into next season.
And you touched on it there. Hopefully in the next couple of days we will announce the retained list of such.
Yeah, it's important that that's done. It's probably a really unique situation in that a manager comes in, knows in some areas exactly what he wants to do around retention, might have aspirations to do other things and need to speak to players, and equally some that are genuine discussions and fact-finding exercises. And you then balance that of the new manager element with the move to daytime training and the adjustment to circumstances, and it's really unique. So that's why I think the process has been a little bit different, possibly a little bit slower than other clubs. But look, there isn't a rush to get that stuff out there. Equally, there won't be a rush in terms of recruitment of we've done what we've done already. We'll continue to do what it is day to day at the moment in terms of speaking to players inwardly and those outside the club, and just making sure that come the start of the season, even the start of pre-season, we're where we want to be in terms of bodies in the building. As much as it's important to get business done early, I think it can be equally foolish to commit in areas that you might have actually been stronger in if you'd been a little bit more patient. And I mean that when talking to targets outside the building, that you feel you might identify a player that is perfect for us. Well, actually, you don't know what might be about to become available. So that's a real balancing act, particularly when we've got the resources that we've got to work on, which look, I'm really pleased about and pleased to do. So that's the exciting element, but timing and certainty as to what we're doing is equally important.
And particularly with the Football League players and maybe even National League players, a lot of them are tied to contracts, aren't they, till the end of June?
Yeah, so you have a couple of scenarios. You'll have Conference North sides generally have released their release lists. Equally, you will have League Two clubs that mostly have started to do that. And what's interesting in the dynamic of players in League Two is that it's such a Northwest dominated league geographically, whereas the National League isn't. The National League, the top two are obviously very, very local to us, but one's just been promoted and the others will fancy their chance in the playoffs. That Northwest clubs, it's for those that aren't looking to relocate, it's an interesting dynamic. Equally, look, got a massive, massive network established over a period of time of whether that is scouts in recruitment, but people at clubs, whether that is under-23s that might not be having early professional deals extended. So there's an enormous amount of players that are known to us, becoming known to us, potentially that we've worked with before, that are in that system, that we've just got to make sure we do the right business as and when it comes. What it isn't is a race, and there is no points awarded. We won't start the season with a head start because we did all our business in the first 2 or 3 weeks of May. So it's weighing up all those opportunities, what players aren't being retained, and as you say, the unique dynamic of players on 52-week contracts won't be certainly formally available until July.
Nice to see Colin return back to the club with you. Obviously a fan's favourite from yesteryear.
Yeah, I think there's loads of aspects to that. Of, look, I'm well aware of perceptions that I might lack the experience at this level, and that's fine. And genuinely, I mean that it's not a throwaway comment when I go. I more than accept that. I more than understand that. And people, particularly at this club, when the supporters are as passionate as they are and contribute what they contribute in so many different ways, whether that is financially, in terms of the time, that their general dedication to the football club and their determination for the club to do well, they're more than entitled to their opinion at this club. I totally understand that. Where I felt a little bit frustrated is, I think, to be really, really certain on your opinion on something, you need to make sure you know the full facts. And I don't think people are aware of, I've worked, like I said, I mentioned it last week, I wasn't aware how many games until it was pointed out to me by the club, but nearly 150 games on the backroom staff in a variety of roles, ranging from assisting varying levels of input, but under a lot of management teams, a lot of good managers and good coaches, and working with senior players, and by the way, making mistakes and doing it better. The general experiences that are part of learning, it's no different in a coaching role or a management role than it is in a playing role, or you know what, anything in life in terms of those opportunities. So I recognise that, but I just feel at times it can be a little bit unfair that I think people actually in this scenario think I'm younger than I am. I think they think I've done less than I have. And almost because it's the club that I've grown up at, are less aware of my other experiences, and that, yeah, I happen to be from Chester. It happens to be a club that is so, so important to me that I've gone to work very, very hard for what is 6 years full-time, 10 years since I've gone, this is what I want to do for a living, and picked up a whole variety of experiences. What someone like Colin Woodthorpe brings in terms of experience is priceless. From a playing point of view, his playing background is illustrious. Firstly, at this club, he's got a real bond with the club, a real love for the place and its people. And I've seen and been sort of made aware firsthand how they feel about him. And that's brilliant to have someone that, to have that two-way respect and commitment to the same goals, brilliant. But for him to be able to share that experience of playing right at the top level in this country, the top level in Scotland, high levels in the Football League, is massive. But what I think people don't realise about Colin is the coaching side of things, that his role first with Dave Challoner, assistant at Colwyn Bay, assistant at AFC Fylde, 4 promotions and an FA Trophy win. Never finished outside the playoffs, which is something we laughed about when we were at Runcorn last year, that on paper it might have been the first time that he would have been forced to, but obviously reaching that playoff final continued his run going. So he is a massive appointment. And you know what? Someone I'm very, very close with. Those you've obviously spoke to me for a period of time. You know the relationship that me and Colin have had for a number of years, that it feels a really, really good fit for what he'll bring for experience, but equally a skill set as well.
I think it's a big thing for him as well, coming back here, isn't it?
Yeah, he will really enjoy that. I know he will. And coming home, obviously it's a different ground than when he was here. He'll know a lot of the supporters, and he'll be very passionate in his role. But let's be clear that Colin and I have achieved things at other clubs in other roles. It isn't just about being passionate about the football club. You've got to make sure you deliver in terms of your content, in terms of your recruitment, and the strategy and structure that you're trying to put in place isn't... Being passionate won't be enough, but it's certainly something that we can guarantee right the way through our coaching team. And I think Colin is a brilliant ambassador for that. And I know how it feels about the place, and I know he'll share my excitement for the season ahead.
You touched on the coaching team there. Are you done now within your circles, if you like, or have you still got more to add to your team?
Yeah, we'll be adding. There's some discussions that are ongoing that are, in a way, made a little bit more challenging by people being away on holiday. I think there's the other hurdles that I know exactly what I want. I like to have a coaching team where there's real specific areas of control. We need to make sure in that coaching team we have the right level of experience, the right level of understanding of what we want to be, because we do a lot of work with the players. We've seen that at youth levels, no different, and in the same in my previous role, that the type of detail that you want to try and get across the players can be the difference. Having a structure, having an organisation, recognising, for me largely at this level, what you want to be out of possession. And I think you've, as a coach and a manager, you've got to be really keen to be accountable and to go, these are my beliefs out of possession, this is what I want us to be. And you'll see that, I hope you'll see that on the pitch, but we'll do a lot of work on the training ground. Equally, you need to know you're going to win games, and this team last year were very, very good at putting the ball in the back of the net. You've clearly got players that are exciting in possession, and we've got to make sure that our structure in terms of what we do with the ball is playing to those players' strengths. So that's exciting to get that out there. So we need to make sure we've got the right people on board to deliver that, the right characters to promote what we want in terms of personality, what we want the dressing room to be like, and your management staff and your coaching staff are a big part of that. Equally, there's got to make sure that the coaching team play a part in that progression around the pathway for the academy, and ultimately promoting the club's values. That's going to be very, very important, because I believe, first and foremost, you're the manager of the football team and you've got to go and deliver results, but you are equally the manager of the football club and you've got to try and engage in the right possible way. And look, that's something I've spoken about last week. The nature of our football club is that there are unique circumstances in terms of the ownership model, the operational model, the way in which it operates is not necessarily the norm right the way up and down a pyramid. In the same way, football is a game of opinions, whether that is those out there on the pitch, whether that's those in the dugout. I recognise there'll be opinions on me, my backroom staff, every single player I sign. There'll be opinions on our football club, how it should work, how it should be owned, how it should be ran. No one is not allowed to have their opinion. No one's opinion is worth more than other people's. Some people might be in a position to comment with a little bit more fact, and that's the nature of any debate. What I'm keen to pull together is that it's got to be us. It's got to be us, and us is the football team, the dressing room, those associated with the football team and support roles. Those at the club, staff, volunteers, those that ultimately are keeping the club going and keeping the club ticking over. But then it's supporters. Everyone's got to pull together, regardless of what their beliefs might be, in what the ideal situation is. And I reference those examples, whether they believe who our left-back should be, they believe what we should be doing at centre-forward, what the club should be doing commercially, who the club should be appointing in key roles. I think that is football, that everyone's got an opinion. But you know what the common denominator is, and the common ground with all those people is that they want Chester Football Club to win 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. And we need every single person that wants Chester Football Club to win on a Saturday afternoon to play their part. I'll be one of those. The players will be those. The staff will be those. The supporters are important as well. So I think it's very important that what I'm keen to change and promote that togetherness is that you can disagree on a whole multitude of issues. You can have different opinions on directions in which the football club should go. But the one direction that everyone's got to be going in is the direction that makes sure that we win football games week in, week out.
I know you've been busy. I know you've been throwing yourself right into it straight away, doing a multitude of things. And the timescale's pretty mad, isn't it, really? Because you think about it, we've only got about 5 weeks before we probably start our pre-season campaign. So not only are you trying to recruit players, you're also trying to organise pre-season friendlies and get everything ready to get ready for the start of the season.
Yeah, there was... I think that's the interesting bit, but it's the exciting bit that it is, I wouldn't say a blank canvas, because that almost sounds disrespectful that you're promoting change for change's sake, but there were limited liabilities and stuff that was set in place. So I've looked at, like you say, the three strands. The obvious one is recruitment around players. What we've tried to put in place is a clear strategy as to what type of players we want to recruit and what we want the squad to look like. The squad has got to be an appropriate blend of experience, mobility, size. Then you've got to factor in what we want to be with the ball and ensure you've got players that can go and do that. You've then got to think about what we want to be out of possession and players that can carry that out, whether that's defending our box or keeping those away from our box in terms of that structure stuff that's to come and we'll deliver in pre-season. We're clear about that. So recruitment and having a strategy, knowing what you want to recruit, can be the first bit. That's an age bracket of players that we don't want an ageing squad, but equally, this is not going to be a squad of young players. This isn't going to be an under-21 squad. It's not going to be set on... somebody mentioned to me around, is this now just a team that's going to develop youth, even externally, not just our own? Well, no, it's not. It's going to be a team that are going to go and win football games. But then the next bit is, like you say, starting to put stuff in place to allow you... The daytime training is massive. The move to a new facility is massive. That creates resource to do more, not in a way of as to how you spend money, but we've got to make sure that we have a structure. So we've been putting in place, what will Tuesday morning look like, what will Thursday morning look like, what will Friday morning look like, what will our video analysis look like, what will our data tracking look like, putting stuff in place that come the start of the season we hit the ground running, come the start of pre-season we hit the ground running in terms of expectations. Part of that is meeting with players and ensuring they know this is what we're going to be. And come that first day of pre-season, there's no shocks. Everyone is aligned in how we're going to do it. Pre-season, I have quite a unique approach to. You play games for different reasons. I like playing less pre-season fixtures. I really, really enjoy the time on the grass to work with players. And I think if you play too many fixtures, you end up losing training sessions that are either replaced by midweek games or become recovery sessions after a midweek game. So we've been quite clear that we will have a block of fixtures where the focus is on out-of-possession principles and you have to apply relevant opposition. There'll then be a block focused around transitions and what we do in and around the ball being won and lost. And then there'll be a block of games that are hopefully focused on in-possession principles and picking appropriate opposition, but you know what, appropriate surfaces, being able to look at some of those pictures. So the word I've used to you and I've used offline and I've said to a lot of people is about structure. And if we work within the framework of what we want to be and we stick to that, then we can be really, really brave and clear in our beliefs. What we can't have is an ad hoc approach to recruitment, to training, to pre-season friendlies. So putting those building blocks in place, I hope later on in the summer and into pre-season, we really see the benefit.
And the final thing we've got to ask you, obviously, is you took this job on from the academy, but obviously you leave the academy and that needs somebody with trusted hands too. Is that going to be Mikey?
Wouldn't be right to talk about that just now. There is stuff in place that's moving as to someone that you might have just mentioned. That for me to leave something behind that has been an enormous part of my life, whether that is the players that we've brought through and seeing those successes, whether it's the finance, the six-figure finance that is brought into the football club, at times in really challenging circumstances where that income has been massive. But equally, the relationships I've developed, friends for life, some of the people I've got to work with, and I will always see that as, look, I almost feel like I'm becoming one of the academy graduates, and it's my turn to step out of that bit that football-wise has been home. There's one person in the world that I believe is perfect for the role, may already be at the football club, and you might have already mentioned them, that has a hunger, a desire, an understanding of what the academy is and our non-negotiables, our principles, our personality, that every single player, no matter what level of football they end up playing at, they possess those traits. There is someone that can carry on the good work that's been done, but you know what, improve it and come at it with fresh eyes and take the best bits, challenge the weaker bits. That's got to remain important. Certainly while I'm first team manager of this club, it will, but I know the right person for that role, and we've just got to dot those I's, cross those T's to make it work and make sure that they're in a position to bring it forwards over the coming seasons.
Well, Cal, we've known each other a long time, and genuinely, I wish you the best.
Thank you very much.